Okay, we are close to Live at the Vineyards, you guys. Saturday, August 10th, it's happening. Everybody is going to be there. We've got food vendors. We've got Kermit Ruffins and the Barbecue Swingers. We have tons of food. We have wine. We have dancing. And today in studio, we have Ryan and Josh Carrera from Carrera's Tacos. They are here, and I have been through their menu. Some of the stuff looks amazing, and I know they're going to be bringing some good stuff to Live at the Vineyards, but welcome, guys. Thanks for coming.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Okay, so a couple things. I'm going through the menu, and I'm seeing Farm, Sea, and Ranch. So can one of you guys explain, like, how, you know, maybe, Josh, you're looking at me, so I'm going to go for you first.
Okay.
How this came to be. But, Ryan, definitely chime in on everything as well.
So, okay. Definitely.
So, okay, go for it. How did we get Farm, Sea, and Ranch here?
Okay, so basically this is our tray pass menu, and this is for most of our appetizers and weddings and stuff like that. Most of our menu or all of our menu is really seasonal, so we try to stick with what's in season and stuff like that. Farm, Sea, and Ranch is just something that provides a lot of availability for multiple people, so they can eat if they're just vegetarians, they pick something from the farm section, or a lot of people just like seafood, then we have all options for them.
Okay, and I'm looking here, and Ryan, there's a few things. So I'm seeing a lot of shooters. There are tortilla soup shooters. We've got the roasted jalapeno soup shooter.
Mm-hmm.
So and I'm not a big drinker, but when I think of shooter, I'm always thinking of, you know, if I'm out at the club or if I'm at dancing, shooter. So I'm assuming there's no alcohol in these shooters.
No,
is that correct?
No, not in these shooters. As Josh mentioned, this is our tray pass menu for the caterings that we do and weddings. So we like to make things real cute, real small, just people can have a pick it up off a plate and down it real quick and just go on to the next item. It's just simple, easy to eat food.
Oh, that's good, because honestly, sometimes, okay, like, this is going to be like my third Live at the Vineyards, and we get samples. We either get small samples or big samples, and you can't finish everything. And I went one time to a chili cook-off, and they give you these little 1 and 2 ounce cups, but when you go to 48 different places, that's what I went to. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm dying. So yeah, I'm telling you, it's like, okay, gordita, I'm going crazy here. So I'm like, oh, so that's really good. I like that, because mm-hmm. then you get a small sample, you taste what you like, and then if you want, then you can go back for
grab
more.
Another one. Yep.
So those shooters. Okay, so tray passed appetizer menu, what exactly is a tray passed menu on that?
So basically we have servers that will be coming along to like weddings and stuff like that, who will be like real knowledgeable of the menu, and basically they pass them out and, you know, each on a train.
Okay. Like that touch of elegance, that touch of class. Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Now, I did see as well, you guys, there was, okay, and I think I picked out my three courses because I saw the three course items and how it works, because there was the roasted jalapeno soup, which in a minute I want you guys to elaborate on that because that sounded yummy. Then I was just very curious about the flat iron. So I was like, okay. So, and then there was it the tres leches cake?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So actually the one that I want to start out with first is the flat iron. What's the flat iron?
A flat iron is just like a low fat, like real tender piece of meat. And then we basically marinate that in it's an arbol chili rub. And then we cook it to your liking. You know, medium, medium rare.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Oh,
okay.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And then the roasted jalapeno soup.
The roasted jalapeno soup is more of like a cream-based soup, but we char jalapenos and get them like nice color.
Okay.
And then we add that in. It has a little bit of potato. It's like a cream base. And then we put a nice hot oil on top.
Oh, okay.
Like a red arbol oil.
Okay, wow. All right. Now, also, too, something that seemed interesting to me, but I'm not even going to pretend to pronounce this word, but it's the jalapeno
Oaxaca.
Okay, good. Okay, Oaxaca popper. So Oaxaca is that's
it's like a melting cheese, kind of like similar to mozzarella.
Okay,
but from
Oaxaca.
Okay, because I was gonna say, is that from? Okay, now okay, we've been talking about some of these dishes, and I am gonna go back to them in a minute. But you guys on your homepage, you talked about, you know, you grew up eating menudo on the weekends and making tortillas with your grandmother whenever you had the chance. So are a lot of these recipes, are these grandma's recipes?
I'd say not a lot of them, but they all stem from our culture, what we grew up eating, who we cooked with when we were at a young age. Like our grandmother, we learned how to make tortillas from her when we're
menudo.
Yeah, five soups, and six. Yeah, stuff soups. Like so a lot of them stem back from our culture and our family, but we put our own little touch of flair on it.
Okay, your twist.
Yeah.
Now, what inspired you guys? Because you guys have been doing this for, what, about 10 years now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did you guys start in San Diego, or was it when you got here you opened up, or how did Carreras come to be?
Carreras, we started 6 months ago in Denver, yeah.
Okay.
So we actually just moved out from San Diego and tried some new jobs. I'm still currently working at Sushi Den.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's working full-time now.
Full-time for Carreras.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of just took off, and we just rolling with the punches now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, okay, so, and then that's good, because sometimes just being your own boss, that's the best thing ever.
That's what it is. I mean, we're both in the industry for a long time. I think we have combined over maybe 18 years of industry work. And we just kind of felt like we need to do it for ourselves.
Okay.
Go out, give people what we know, show them our culture and our food and our flavors, and just bring it to Denver.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some other things I was looking on here. Okay. There's Spanish octopus. So how is that different from, you know, American, Mexican, or does it come from Spain, or what's...
Yeah, well,
what's...
Spanish octopus is going to be, the way that we do ours, it's going to be like a slow braised octopus. So
okay.
It's really, really, really tender.
Okay.
More so than like if you're getting octopus at like a Japanese restaurant or something like that, where they go more for that chewy texture. But we do like a slow braised octopus with like... just different Mexican seasonings and spices, and then it's just laid out flat with salsa, and then.
So because this is the thing, because I'm not a chef, but I sit there and I look at certain things, I'm like, oh, this kind of seems interesting. So I kind of like, you know, pick and choose, and you know, I'm like, oh, this kind of, let me throw a dash of this in or that. I mean, how do you guys get creative? I mean, this is an amazing menu when I'm looking at some of this stuff and just even the breakdown of things, but how do you guys determine, okay, this is going on the menu, I like this, is it just the two of you, you know, hashing it out?
Okay. Yeah, tasting. Before we opened, like the whole catering and the business, we, for about probably 6-7 months, we just cooked strictly like Mexican food at our house every day. And then we just kind of went into like, okay, we like this. What can we do differently? And then we've really just been working on these recipes since we started. And, you know, we worked at other restaurants where we kind of do similar things, mm-hmm. but we just try to upgrade and do it a little bit differently.
So what is, because I've asked, you know, some of the restaurants have come in, and I want to get from you guys, seems to be like the crowd favorite?
Oh, man, the tacos.
The tacos, okay.
Yeah, tacos are the fan favorite. And then we also do something pretty special on our food trailer. It's like loaded fries, like a street fries.
Okay.
And you can picture that in your head, loaded. We do a big old mound of fries covered with cheese, marinated carne asada, some pickled peppers, in-house pickled peppers, radish, cilantro, and it's something to die for, mm-hmm. I'd say.
Now, is this going to be live at the Vineyards, or what are you guys bringing?
Oh, we're bringing a carnitas taco.
Okay. I didn't hear the word fries in here, so no fries coming up.
Oh, no, yeah. I just wanted to shoot it. Just to get you interested, you know?
Okay. So the carnitas taco. So can you divulge a little bit, like, how do you guys make them? Or is there, like, some special – I don't want you to give away the farm here, but, you know, what makes yours so special?
We take a lot of time to slow braise ours. So we're cooking ours for about 8 hours.
Oh, okay.
Like usually overnight, and it's at a low temperature, so it's all those juices just break down, and it's really very, like, really, really tender. And right. And then also on our house-made tortillas, it makes all the difference.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then is there anything on it, like a special salsa or onions or anything?
Yeah, we use, for the carnitas tacos, we use green tomatillo salsa.
Okay.
So it's basically just tomatillos, jalapenos, serrano peppers, a lot of garlic, all blended up.
Speaking my language.
All blended up together. You get a little bit of spice, some sweetness, a little bit of tanginess from the tomatillos, but it just accompanies the carnitas very well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know we've been talking about meat a lot, but I was looking at the menu too. I saw something that looked yummy. You got a mushroom taco.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I've never even heard of a mushroom taco before.
Yeah, so we try to do a lot of like vegetarian and vegan options.
Okay.
Mushroom taco, it's like more of like a mushroom and potato mix with cilantro, onion, and then We just put it in the taco
with our marinade on it.
With the
don't forget our marinade.
Marinade.
Yeah, that's,
okay.
That's what does the work.
And that's the one that the recipe will not be divulged.
Oh, yeah.
Taking it to the grave. No.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are coming alive at the Vineyards, but if I'm at home, I'm listening to this, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to get some Carrera's Tacos. How do I reach you guys?
Instagram, okay. Social media, Facebook, website. All of our numbers are on there as well.
Yelp.
Okay.
Yelp,
yeah. What's a good website address for you guys?
CarrerasTacos.com.
Okay. And you do, I'm hearing you've done weddings, so you do catering, banquets, mm-hmm. different things like that, and then you guys have the food truck, and it'll show where if you guys are going to
be.
Yeah,
usually we post like the week of where we're going to be at that week, because everything kind of changes in the food truck business, bouncing from place to place.
All right. Well, I know you're at home listening to this, or maybe you've got a podcast going and you're hearing this, you're like, okay, I've got to get some of this. If you go to their website, CarrerasTacos.com, you can find out. But you also want to stop by Live at the Vineyards Saturday, August 10th. Tickets are available by calling 303-480-9272, or you can go online to kuvo.org. Ryan, Josh, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.